You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Your mum just gave me these.
Huh?
She's ironing them for you.
Oh, thanks. I never know whether to fold shirts or roll them.
Well, don't look at me.
There'll be an iron.
Your mum said to call in and say bye before you set off.
Right. What?
What?
Chris, can you not hover, please?
I'm not hovering.
Well, I can't think straight with you looking over my shoulder. You might be better using your card. Airport parking's expensive.
I know what I'm doing. I've already looked it up online.
Oh.
Can you get a move on?
But it's only early.
I'd like to get off.
It doesn't take that long.
You don't know what the M40 will be like. And I've got stuff to do when I get back.
Okay.
Good.
I'll hurry up then.
Right.
Oh, no, wait, my laptop. Okay.
Alice.
I know I've forgotten something. My phone charger. Okay, we can go.
Tom, what on earth's going on?
Sorry, Bren.
Why don't you try and bang around the kitchen a bit louder?
What?
Maybe you can wake up the rest of the street.
All I'm doing is getting some breakfast.
You knew I wanted a lion this morning. I told you last night.
Where's the oil?
Where it always is.
Oh, I can't see it.
Oh, goodness sake. Here.
Thanks.
Just all about the milking, isn't it?
I just think I can make better use of my time.
Yeah, so you said.
And I'm saying it again.
Well, I don't want to hear it. You're not the only one having a hard time at work, you know.
I know.
Do you?
Yes.
Well, so act like you do then.
But you can't blame me for being hacked off.
Look, Tom, you have 4 mornings when you have to do the milking. 4.
Yeah, and your point is...
Oh, grow up. It's not going to change anytime soon, so... Get over yourself and get on with it!
Well, thanks for your support.
Come on, girl. I did wonder myself if we were turning the cows out too soon. Here we go.
Yeah, but I really thought that we were on the right lines, you know? Giving them a couple of weeks on pasture as per and then moving them over to the new paddocks.
We should have known, really. It's going to take the paddocks ages to recover. Come on.
I know. Here, let me give you a hand.
If you can just hold her, I'll put the lamb to her.
Yeah.
They're so waterlogged still.
Yeah. Well, with the winter flooding following all that summer rain, not to mention the snow...
Maybe you could just fence the worst bits off and reseed. we'll just have to manage for a while.
I'll have to get in there with a fork to try and drain them first.
And quite a few of the gateways are really rutted and muddy.
Yeah.
There's your dinner, huh?
Oh, I've already added them to the list, don't you worry.
Good.
As if I didn't already have enough on my plate.
I know. Oh, there you go. You can let her go if she's got the idea.
Ah, thanks for that.
It's okay. Although I could really have done with running the duster and hoover over Rickyard before that woman and her two children come to view it.
This is exactly why Pip should be here, helping out.
Yeah.
You've tried to get through to her.
I may as well have been talking to myself.
Oh, well, now it's my turn. I'm going to speak to her about all this as soon as she shows her face.
Should I put some music on?
No, leave it off.
I'll ring you when I get to the hotel.
A text will do.
Oh, watch out, Chris!
Moron!
Drive carefully on the way back, won't you? So where will you park at Heathrow?
I might just drop you off.
Oh.
Seems like a waste of money.
Right.
Even the short stays I walk from the terminals, plus I want to get back.
Are you busy this week?
The usual. Did you see that? The idiots are out in force today.
Will you be okay to pick me up?
I haven't looked that far ahead.
I could get the train. Would that be easier? Chris.
Just leave it until nearer the time. You can see I need to concentrate.
Oh, sorry, David. I meant to get them on before Mrs. Sparks turned up. But she was early.
How did it go?
She let me take her through all the rooms and explain all the features before she said she didn't want the cottage.
Oh, nosy time waster, eh?
Oh, can I just wash my hands?
Yeah.
You know why she didn't want it?
No, why?
Because she hadn't realised the cottage was in a farmyard.
You are joking.
I'm not. She knew the address was Rickyard Cottage, Brookfield Farm. But she said she didn't know it was on a farm. Can you believe it?
I suppose she imagined splendid rural isolation in some field.
Have you boiled some water for the spuds?
Yeah, in the kettle.
Where's Pip? I saw a car.
Upstairs.
Did you have a word with her?
Yeah.
I got no joy by the look of it.
Of course she wants to help out, but she's got these assignments. Two of them, to be precise. Both due in next week, naturally.
Well...
Obviously, she can't hand them in late, so obviously I can't insist she helps on the farm this week. It's infuriating, Ruth.
You're telling me.
I know damn well that if she'd buckled down and got these assignments done when she was supposed to, instead of leaving them till the last minute, she'd have been free to help.
Well, I suppose at least she's getting her uni work done, though, isn't she? That's what we want, after all.
It's not good enough. I mean, she manages to fit in other work around her assignments, doesn't she? Like milking two mornings a week at Bridge Farm.
The difference there is she's getting paid.
Yeah, whereas we're just giving her free board and lodging.
She knows that.
Well, she should think on. It all has to be paid for. And she needs to contribute by helping us out.
I know, I know. You're preaching to the converted here, David.
I mean, look at Josh. How much he does on the farm, you know? I mean, he never has to be chivvied into it.
Yeah, he's brilliant.
In fact, he's the one acting with all the maturity of someone Pip's age, while she behaves like a self-centred teenager.
Hi.
Hi.
There's brass monkeys out there. I got quite a bit done, though. I got Big Lee's work down now, ready for the beans.
Good for you.
Have you eaten?
No. I had a late breakfast.
Oh. Do you fancy going to the ball for something?
I can't be bothered getting ready.
Oh. That's a shame.
Sorry.
I just wanted to treat you, that's all.
Another time.
I'm sorry about earlier. Spoiling your lie-in.
I'm not having you take your bad moods out on me, Tom.
No, you're right. I shouldn't.
It's not fair. I've got enough to cope with already.
I'm sorry.
I've got Matt breathing down my neck, but I can't get on with what he wants me to do because Lillian keeps dumping her work on me.
Yeah.
Some of which I've never done before, so then I end up winging it and just praying I've done the right thing.
Oh, well, I'm sure you will have. At least they're speaking to you at work. Mum's still giving me the silent treatment.
Well, whose fault's that?
Yeah, all right. Don't let's start rowing again. Do you want a sandwich?
I'm all right.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll just chill out with a DVD this afternoon then, shall we?
If you want.
I'm going to see if I can get anywhere with Mum and Dad tomorrow.
Tom.
Oh, I can't work like this. It's ridiculous.
Well, just be careful what you say.
What do you mean?
Exactly what I said. Don't just go wading in. Give it some proper thought, okay?
Passport, boarding pass, money?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh.
Well, you better go through security. You can never see how long the queue really is.
Chris.
You can't take that through. Your mineral water.
Oh.
I'll throw it away for you. Give it to me.
Right.
Well, have a good journey.
Thanks. Drive carefully.
Will do. Bye then.
Bye.
Tom.
Hi, Mum.
Thought someone had left the light on.
I was just doing some prep for the veg boxes.
Oh.
I had half an hour, so I thought I'd trim some leeks.
I see. Is that Kira Grundy in the kitchen? Yes.
Are Ed and Emma here too?
No, just Kira.
Oh, right.
Emma had a couple of errands to run, so Helen suggested Kira stayed for supper with Henry.
Ah, well, that's nice for him.
Yes.
So, what else have we got for the boxes?
The usual. Why?
Nothing.
What? Oh, come on, what now?
No, it doesn't matter.
Now you're just being irritating.
I don't mean to be.
So tell me what your problem is.
I haven't got a problem. But last summer, with the peppers and chilies and stuff in the boxes...
And your point is?
That it would be good to have something a bit more interesting to add now, not just in the summer.
Interesting?
Yeah, I just think that by this time of year, people are starting to get a bit fed up of cabbages and kale and so on. Don't you think?
No, I disagree. People want locally grown, seasonal, organic vegetables.
Yeah, I know,
The whole point of the scheme. Look, I'm not spending a fortune on bought-in veg when it's not necessary.
No.
The point of the veg box scheme is to sell our products. We do very well.
Right, yeah, fine.
Our customers want the basics. That's what we supply. And that's what we'll continue doing, if that's all right with you.
Jazza, how's that bonnet badge coming on?
No badge.
Oh, let's see. Oh, nice one. Yeah, it's a really good shade of blue, that.
I'll be starting on the bonnet sale in a minute.
Oh, fingers crossed, it'll be all ready to assemble on Wednesday night.
Great stuff. So we'll be able to bang it up on a few websites before the end of the week.
I just don't know what time I can get here tomorrow, though. I'm trying to sort a meeting with Mike. So you come up with any more names for us yet?
Oh, a few. What about the Kleptomaniacs?
That's quite funny.
Blood, Sweat and Shears?
Nah.
The Shearlocks, Snip Dogs.
The Snip Dogs?
You know, a bit like Snoop Dogg.
Oh, now you're really scraping the barrel.
Well, come on then, Ed, what names have you came up with?
Jazza? What's this meant to be?
What?
This? I told you what kind of paint we needed and this isn't it.
Yeah, it's more or less.
It's nothing like it.
It'll be okay. I'll make sure it is. I can spray it on. I borrowed that compressed air thing off Tom.
Oh, well, that was good of him.
Aye.
You've not asked him, have you?
He's on the sausages all day Monday. I'd have asked him if he'd been about.
Jazza.
Stop your fretting. I'll take it back to him the night. He'll never even know it went walkabout.
You should have spent the money on the proper stuff. You're never going to get a decent finish with this.
I'm telling you, it'll look great. On the websites, anyway.
Oh, yeah, right. And what about when a buyer turns up in person?
I'm thinking something. Anyway, Carlo said he told loads of this stuff to tractor renovators.
Car boot, Carlo?
Aye.
Oh, this gets better and better.
You're dapping me onto him. I just tell him I needed some cheap paint.
Yeah, well, Carlo saw you coming, mate.
2 litre tins for a fiver, you can't argue with that.
Do you know what Carlo's nickname is?
What are you on about now?
Dad says they call him the Jackal, because once he's got you in his sights, you've had it.
I don't get it.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Just let me get the job finished, then you'll see for yourself.
That's your time and money you're wasting.
We'll see.
Mmm. Good old Frieda. Oh, Chris, you should get yourself some of this steak pie, mate.
I don't fancy it.
What? You're joking. Don't quote me, but it's better than Brenda's any day of the week.
Yeah?
Don't get me wrong. Brenda's cooking's great.
So how come you're eating in here?
She's working late. Then she's off up to Mike and Vicky's to see Bethany.
Right.
Are you eating at your mum's?
Nah.
So what have you got waiting for you at home, then?
Nothing. Want another one?
I'm okay, thanks.
Okay.
Listen, mate, sit down a minute.
What?
Don't you think you should slow down?
Why?
We could have a game of darts or something later.
Nah, you're all right.
How's the footy going? Penny Hassett Wanderers.
Wanderers.
What?
That's really funny if you think about it.
What is?
I'm a wanderer who goes all the way over to Paxley. And my wife, who isn't a wanderer, is now about 5,000 miles away.
Oh. Come on, get some food down you. Line your stomach, that's what I think.
Not hungry.
I know it's tough.
Do you?
Well, I know what it's like to row with your partner.
Not like me and her, you don't.
And I know what it's like to be fed up in your job.
Yeah? But what does Alice think she can have in Canada that she can't have here? Eh? Does that make sense to you?
Maybe it's not about that. Maybe she'll just get a buzz out of knowing she could have a top job. Knowing that someone else at another company can see how much she's worth.
Nah, she wants that job.
Is that what she said?
I know she does.
But is that what she said?
She didn't have to. You didn't hear how she was trying to talk me into going to Canada. Me? How can I go to Canada?
It's just about trying to see things from her perspective.
Why should I? She won't look at things from mine.
You'll get through this, Chris.
Will we?
Yeah, I'm sure of it.
I wish I was.
Look at me and Brenda. We're going through a tricky time at the moment. We're both working hard and we're tired and... yeah. You do bicker and take it out on each other.
Huh?
But underneath, we're solid. And so are you and Alice.
Are you ready for another now?
I'm telling you, you're wasting your time.
And I'm telling you, we will use this bonnet for a mirror once it's dry.
I'm wishing I'd put some money on it now.
Aye, me and all. But I hate to see a grown man cry.
Ha!
This should fetch us a few grand, though, eh?
Yeah, should do.
And then once we get the shearing business up and running, we'll be minted, my son.
Oh, yes.
You'll ever worship the grounds you walk on, and I'll have all the birds fawn at my feet. Here, catch.
What?
Your air guitar.
Oh, right.
Woo-hoo. Who are you?
Yeah, who?
Are you?
Yeah, who?
Are you?
Hey.
Chest bump.
What?
Chest.
Ah. Oh.
Ah. Ah.
Oh, no! What were you saying about that gleaming finish? Was that on the bits without the pretty handprint pattern?
No chance.
Oh, go on, Tom.
Seriously, I think you've had enough.
I can't get them in. Kenton will say...
I know what Kenton will say. The same as me.
Be a mate.
I'll tell you what. I'll give you a lift home. You can get some coffee down you, and when you've sobered up a bit, you can phone Alice.
She'll be out.
With her new mates.
Ring her up. Make it up with her.
You think it's that easy?
No, I don't. In fact, I've got some making up of my own to do.
I thought you and Brenda were solid. You said it.
Not with Brenda. With Mum and Dad.
Hey, you couple of ill heats. Yeah, them, don't you?
Yeah!
That's what I'm talking about. See you, Tom?
Whatever.
Jazza, give us a kiss.
Get up. You may be drunk enough, but I'm no. Did you get a hardy make?
No, I've sorted it out for Wednesday after milking.
So, what's all this celebrating in aid of?
Yeah, I've nearly finished the TE20, haven't we?
Cheers!
Oh, cheers.
Cheers.
You're not drinking, mate?
No, Emma texted me. I've got to pick Kira up from Bridge Farm. Have you seen his aunt?
You can't miss them. Aren't you supposed to paint the tractor and not yourself?
This stuff's a nightmare to get off. I just hope Jim's got some oil at him.
Yeah, well, the better quality of olive oil you use, the easier it comes off.
Is that right? Oh, he's winding you up. Hey, don't go making things more expensive for me.
It's already going to cost him more than double what it should.
Aye, thanks to the Foo Fighters.
What?
That long story. But he ended up spoiling the painting he'd done and kicking the tin with the rest of it over.
Oh, you muppet.
So he's got to get busy with the wet and dry, send the whole thing down, start all over again. And this time I'm picking up the proper paint from the dealership. Right, I'm off. I'll see you, guys.
See ya.
See ya.
What's his name?
Right, come on, Chris. Let's get you home.
I'm okay.
I'll make you a sandwich.
Sandwich.
Oh, leave the lad alone. His missus is away, ain't she? I can let him finish his paint. Have a laugh for once.
Say bye, Kira.
Good girl. Are you saying bye-bye, Henry? Come on.
Oh, don't worry. I'll see you.
Come on, Henry. Sorry.
Oh, I know what they're like. Anyway, look, I'd best get off. It's past her bedtime.
Of course.
Thanks for having her, though, Pat.
It's a pleasure. I mean it. Henry's so much easier when he has a little friend to play with.
Yeah, Emma said they play really well together. Most of the time.
They do. And it's nice for the two mums as well.
And here's your washing up bowl on the floor next to you. Okay, Chris? Right, Jazza. I'll leave you to it.
You get off. See you, Tom.
See ya.
Hey, don't be throwing up on this blanket now. Are you listening to me? Alice will be having your family jewels for a necklace. And make sure you drink all this water, okay? You have the mother of all hangovers tomorrow if you don't.
Tom, I've had a very tiring day. I was just about to put my feet up in front of the TV with a glass of wine.
You carry on. I don't want to disturb you.
The last thing I need is you going on at me about the veg boxes.
No one said anything about the veg boxes.
Good.
I'm just calling in with this DVD for Helen.
Oh.
Although, I do think you got the wrong end of the stick before, but we can talk about it another time. How's Dad?
What do you mean, the wrong end of the stick?
All I was saying was that our usual way of doing things might be false economy.
What?
I'm not saying let's spend loads on exotic vegetables. Just buy in a few more extras to add variety.
I explained why not this afternoon.
If people think the veg boxes are dull,
what then... What people?
Our customers.
I mean, who specifically? What have they been saying?
Well, that's not what I meant, Mum. This is a preventative thing.
Have you had any complaints?
No, but...
Right. Well, until you do, Tom, this subject is closed.
Oh, no.
Christopher, what's the matter?
You never told me it was Windermere Star.
Never occurred to me. Should I have done?
If I'd known, I wouldn't have left her until last.
Oh, I see.
She knows what she's in for. She looks pretty lit up already. It's okay, girl. We'll get it over with as quick as we can.
Should I ask Alistair to give her a sedative?
Is he here?
No, but he's only over at Home Farm.
Oh, forget it. It's not worth the wait.
If you're sure.
I'll stick with the stuff I've got and crack on.
Oh, I know, girl. It won't take long.
Auntie Sheila?
Oh, hi, Freddy. Have you finished grooming Topper?
Yes, I'll just fill his hay net and get him some water, and then I'll go.
All right.
I wanted to ask you about my lesson on Thursday.
Have you forgotten? Joanne's taking you this week.
Is she?
I told you. I'll be with Daniel's auntie at his granddad's house.
Oh, I remember. Okay, I'll talk to Joanne before I go then. Hi, Chris.
Hi. Okay, girl. The sooner we do this, the sooner we can both get off.
Good girl, good girl. It's been a long day, has it?
Yeah.
Actually, you do look pale.
It was a bit of a session last night, that's all.
Ah, now you're paying for it.
Too true. With a banging headache.
While the cat's away, eh?
Yeah. Good girl. You'll be okay.
I heard Alice was away this week. She gone to a conference?
Canada.
Canada? Her company must have some money.
They didn't send her. It's a job interview.
Gosh, in Canada?
Yeah. Ready?
Do you want an apple to put the sedative in?
No, it doesn't matter. If you just hold her head, I can get it straight in her cheek.
All right, girl, all right. Is it a short-term contract? You're not emigrating.
It's all a bit up in the air.
Wow, how exciting.
Yeah.
Though we would be sorry to lose you.
Yeah, well, anyway, we'd better get on.
Right. I'll get this sample off to the lab to check motility and get back to you when I have the results.
Oh, thanks, Alistair.
No problem. You were saying...
Yes, it's all looking very good. The Valley Farm apartments are going to be positively luxurious.
Well, your milkers will be experienced dairy people, won't they?
Yes, and they'll be on long-term contracts, staying put for years, hopefully.
And will they be local or come from further afield like your strawberry pickers?
Well, I've spoken to a few agencies, and every one said that actually most inquiries come from outside the EU.
Oh? And there's no problem with visas, that sort of thing?
Well, Rob's in touch with the Home Office. He'll be sorting the paperwork. We won't need the first milking team till August or September, assuming all goes according to plan.
Right.
And I hope to have the assistant herd managers in place well before then. Are we putting those ads out the next week or two?
And will you be employing a vet full-time too?
Good question.
Oh?
Well, that was my original intention, yeah. But Rob thinks it might be worth our while retaining the services of a practice with several partners.
Oh, why's that?
Well, he thinks it would give us continuity, but give us access to more than one opinion.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I can see his point.
Yeah, so can I. Yeah. It's worth thinking about at any rate.
Are you sure you've given it enough time to work?
Yeah, she looks fine. Hold her head straight so she can't see and I'll start with her back hooves.
All right. Good girl. Okay, girl. Okay.
I'm off now, Aunt Sheila. Mum's coming for me.
Oh, all right, Freddy. Take care.
Bye, Chris.
Freddy!
Oh, God! Chris! Oh, no. Come on, girl. Come on. In you go. In you go.
Is he dead?
Oh, Freddy, get my mobile. There, my coat pocket. Did you hear? Freddy!
Okay.
Chris? Chris, can you hear me? I know it hurts. I'm getting the ambulance for you. Chris, try to stay awake. Can you hear me? Stay awake!
Here.
Freddy, dial 999. I need to get him into the recovery position.
It's ringing. Here.
Thanks. Now go and find Joanne. Ambulance, please. Oh, quickly, Freddy, love. Go to Joanne. Stay with her till your mum gets here. Hello? Yes. Yes, he's breathing, but he's very badly hurt.
Who will have that one in the
gold box then, please, Susan.
Okay.
And the one in the box shaped like a racing car for Rory.
Right.
Okay, that should do it then for today.
And now, how's Daryl doing with the decorating?
Oh, very well. I'm very pleased.
Oh, good.
Right. It is a bit of a strain.
Is it? Right, that'll be £23.97, please.
Oh, right, yeah. Well, he's very chirpy and cheerful. It's just that he's much more used to chatting with other men as he works.
Oh, well, I expect he will be.
I'm afraid I haven't got a clue when it comes to the Champions League and performance sports cars.
You've picked up the jargon, though.
Yes.
I'm the same. I'd rather catch up with me magazines than sit watching those overgrown schoolboys.
Yes. Oh, thanks. Oh, by the way, I took your advice on the scuff-resistant paint for the skirting boards.
Oh, good.
Mm. I've asked Daryl to use it for those in Brian's office, too.
Oh, I'm really pleased. How's Alice?
Oh, she got there all right. Oh. No delays, thank goodness. The hotel sounds a bit basic, but comfortable.
Oh, she's very brave, going all that way on her own.
Oh, my daughters are nothing if not intrepid.
I bet you're already missing her.
Yes. Well, I better get back and see to the supper.
All right. Well, look, give her our best when she rings.
Yes, yes, I will.
Ambridge Community Shop, Susan speaking.
Susan, it's Shula.
Oh, hello, Shula.
Susan, I'm sorry to have to tell you, but there's been an accident.
What sort of accident?
It's Christopher. He's been kicked in the chest by a horse.
Oh, my Lord.
The paramedics and a doctor are with him now.
Well, how is he? Is he all right?
They're doing everything they can for him, but it is serious, I'm afraid.
Oh.
I'll ring Neil.
Oh, no. I'll ring him.
Oh, all right. Tell him they're taking Christopher to Felpersham Hospital in the air ambulance. You and he should follow on as soon as you can.
Oh, come on.
Brian Aldridge?
Brian, it's Shula. I've been trying to get hold of Jennifer.
I don't think she's back yet. Will I do?
There's been an accident here at the stables.
What? What's happened?
It's Christopher. You need to get hold of Alice as soon as you can.
He's in a coma, isn't he? Oh, Chris. Oh, love.
They sedated him, Susan, so they could put him on the ventilator.
I knew he shouldn't have been working this afternoon.
Why not? Oh, come on.
It shouldn't have happened. I should have made sure of it.
You know, there's nothing you could have done. It was an accident.
But he came in the shop this morning.
Hmm?
He said he had a terrible headache and bought some paracetamol.
Yes, I heard he was drinking hard in the bull last night.
Oh, he looked awful, Neil. I wish I'd told him to have the rest of the day off. That's what I should have done.
Well, he'd never have done that, would he?
He might. I should have said something.
No. You weren't to know. Look, let me get you a cup of tea in the family room, like the nurse said.
God, huh? I can't leave him.
All right. No, I know you can't. But look, I'll have to go and ring Emma and Ed.
Oh, she'll be going frantic.
Look, will you be okay here while I nip out to the car park? Oh, dear. Right. Jennifer?
Oh, Neil. Oh, thank goodness. How is he?
Well, it's not good.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's in intensive care on a ventilator.
Oh, dear. Oh, Neil, I'm so sorry.
He had fluid on his lungs, so they had to put a chest drain in.
Mm-hmm.
They took him for a CT scan, and the consultant said that some of his ribs are broken.
Oh.
It's what they call a flail segment.
Oh, what's that?
Well, it means part of his rib cage has become detached.
Oh, my goodness.
And he's got bruising on his lungs, a little bit of fluid in his abdomen, and all sorts of things are wrong, really.
Oh, poor Christopher.
Yeah. He's in a bad way.
Oh, well, how's Susan?
Well, you can imagine. Oh, have you told Alice yet?
No, we've both been trying, but, well, I think her phone's off. But we'll keep on trying until we do get through. No, just leave that to us.
I can heat up some soup.
Well, not for me, Alistair, thanks, but you go ahead.
No, it's fine.
All I can think of is that sickening thump when the hooves hit his chest.
I know. Must have been a terrible shock.
Oh, why didn't I insist he wait for you to sedate her properly?
It was an accident.
Yes.
Just one of those awful things that happen.
Oh, poor little Freddy, too. He was traumatised.
Yeah, poor chap.
He was still shivering and white as a sheet when Elizabeth came to fetch him.
I expect he'll be all right.
Oh, Alistair. Oh, Chris, it's very serious, I hope.
They'll let us know how he is as soon as they can.
Alice, oh, at last. Look, just a minute, darling. I'm going to put you on speakerphone.
What's going on? I was in my interview, and when I switched my phone back on, there were so many voicemails. You've really got me worried.
Oh, Alice.
Alice, I'm afraid we've got some very bad news.
What? What is it?
It's Chris. He's been involved in an accident.
Oh.
And he's in hospital.
He's in intensive care.
No!
Now, he's getting the very best of care and attention.
Chris, no!
Oh, darling!
Now, listen, Alice.
Dad.
Now, listen to me, darling. He's young and healthy and strong. But the next 48 hours will be critical.
Well, yes, of course you must.
I looked up the next direct flights.
Yes, your father will email you the links.
Yeah, but what if they're full?
Well, we'll cross that bridge if we come to it. But now, look, listen, you've got to be brave and strong, darling. That's what Chris needs you to do. Now, we'll find a way to get you home.
So, how are you doing, Neil?
Well,
I'm sorry, that a stupid question.
No, it's all right, Ed, I know what you meant. I'm better if I keep myself busy.
Yeah.
We brought Chris's mobile back with his things from the hospital, and I'm taking the calls from his customers.
They're all going to be ringing today when he doesn't show up.
Of course.
And I thought I should try and get in touch with Ronnie.
Oh, good plan.
I need him to cover for Chris if he can. Yeah, I need to find some way of accessing Chris's online diary so I can plan ahead.
That's on his laptop?
Yes, which is either at home or in his van.
Well, that'll still be at the stables, won't it?
Oh, crikey, yes. Yeah, I'll need to go over there and pick it up.
Can I help with any of this, Neil?
No, I'm okay for now, thanks. I'll let you know if I need you to do anything.
Okay. Neil, I wanted to run something past you.
Okay. What's up?
Well, is it okay if Emma comes with you and Susan?
Yeah, of course it is.
I'll be coming on later. It's just that me and Mike, well, finally managed to pin him down to a meeting this afternoon about the milk pricing.
Oh, I see.
Well, I sorted it on Monday with him before Chris's accident.
Yeah. Well, you need to keep your arrangement with him. That's important, Ed. I rang the hospital first thing. Well, they said there was no change, and he's had a quiet night.
No change? So he's not any better?
Well, no change is a good thing, Alice. I mean, getting better's going to take a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been less than 24 hours.
I know. I need to speak to Mum. Is she there?
No, she's just popped over to your grandmother's.
Will she go to the hospital for me?
Yeah, she's going this afternoon.
Can you ask her if she'll stay with Chris as much as she can? Just until I get there.
Of course. Okay, look, you're doing all you can.
But it might take days.
You'll get home, darling, you will.
I can't bear wasting a single minute.
Dan, I can't sleep.
It's not surprising.
I can't even keep my eyes closed for more than a couple of seconds. Dad, my lovely Chris.
Look, just try and get a few hours. I mean, you've got your laptop with you. Listen to some music, something relaxing.
I can't. I've got to get my flight sorted.
Yeah, but I don't want you making yourself ill.
I won't. I just want to be home.
Still no change.
No, the nurse said not.
It's so hard. There's nothing I can do.
Yes, he feels so helpless.
Oh, his mum. It's in your genes, isn't it? Making him feel better.
Why, yes.
Oh, dear.
Do you mind me being here, Susan? Look, I don't want to intrude.
Oh, you're not Jennifer. Thanks for coming.
Well, of course I wanted to come. As soon as I could. It's very good of Emma going out to make room for me.
Oh, it's fine. Neil's got to give her a lift back to Ambridge soon anyway.
Now, Susan, I brought a flask of coffee and some sandwiches for you.
Oh, that's kind of you.
Well, I know myself that family never remember to take care of their own needs.
Takes up all your thoughts. Mm. Just seeing him like this.
Well, yes. But if you like, we can go to the family room and you can have something.
Oh, thank you. Wait, it's really kind, but I couldn't eat or drink a thing.
And how's he doing, then?
Oh, not so good, Mike.
Oh, dear.
Well, he's not any worse, but he's in a bad way.
Poor lad.
Yeah, I know.
I'll go over and see Neil later on.
Oh, he'd appreciate
yeah,
that.
Yeah, well, you need your friends around you.
Emma rang a bit ago. She said Alan's been there this morning to the hospital.
Well, that'd have been a comfort for Neil and Susan, then.
Yeah, she said so.
It's a terrible business.
Yeah.
And how are you?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm still a bit shocked, but...
Well, you will be.
Me and Jazza were going to put the tractor up for sale, but...
Well, aren't you?
Well, it just feels a bit wrong doing it this week.
Life's got to go on, Ed.
Yeah, I suppose.
It's not like it's helping Christopher, you putting your plans on hold.
Yeah, you're right. I'll tell Jazza to get on with advertising it.
Right. Well, we better get on with it as well.
Yes. Yeah, we better.
Well, I ain't sure why you want to do this.
Well, hang on.
I mean, we've had this talk and I've given you my answer already.
Yeah, I want to show you something.
Like I said, there's no way I can pay more, not at the moment.
Just a sec.
Come prepared, then.
Well, I've got this software, you see. It'll tell you better than I can. Here. Here, look. You see?
What is it I'm supposed to be looking at?
It's a forecast. I've entered all my outgoings and income. And it shows what will happen to the profit margin if you carry on paying me the same rate per litre over the next 12 months. Look, you see?
Oh.
Yeah, now can you see what I've been going on about? I can't drive my costs down any further, Mike.
Oh, Neil.
Susan, what's happened? What are you doing out here?
Christopher's oxygen levels dropped and when the doctor came, he felt his tummy and it's all swollen up.
Oh, no.
He's got to have another scan.
We've built the reputation of this business on my milk, haven't we?
True enough.
You can see I'm not asking you to raise the price out of greed. I need the increase. My back's against the wall, Mike.
Well, I can see that now.
So come on, what do you say?
Yeah, all right.
How about if I pay you a penny a litre more for your milk?
All right, well, let's see how that looks. Okay, well, it doesn't put things back to how they were, but it's... Well, it's enough to make the difference, for now.
Well, at least we're sharing the knock.
Hmm.
And I'll have to pass this increase on to the customers.
Well, I was thinking about that. You'll be putting it up, what, a penny a pint?
Well, yeah. I'm crossing my fingers we don't lose customers.
But you're only paying me a penny a litre more. So you'll actually be pulling in a bit more than you're paying me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, I think we use some of that for a new marketing campaign. Like I said, push the quality of the milk, try and get some new customers. And well, then it really is win-win, isn't it?
We'll have to work hard keeping the ones we have, believe me. I mean, some of them are bound to object and cancel their orders.
I think if we do it right, we can make up what we lose and more. Really, I do.
I ain't got a choice, have I?
Great, well, let's shake on it. Deal?
Yeah, go on then. Deal.
Oh, no. Oh, Dad.
Look, they're doing everything they can.
But how did it happen?
Well, apparently, when they gave him a CT scan, they saw that his bowel had ruptured. Well, that's the reason his abdomen was swollen.
Yeah, but why? Why didn't they see this before? I don't understand.
Well, it'll have happened when the horse kicked him. I mean, they just couldn't tell from the scan he had when he was first admitted on Tuesday.
So all this time he's had a ruptured intestine and no one knew?
Darling, look, it's no one's fault.
And it might be infected. How horrible.
I know, darling, but it's being sorted out now. He's going to have an operation and they'll clean him up and repair the damage.
I should be there.
Oh, darling, look, you can't think like that.
I'm sitting here and he's going through all this.
I know, but you've sorted your flight out now.
Oh, thank God.
When do you land? Because I'll come and pick you up.
No, I'll be landing at Birmingham, not Heathrow.
Really?
Well, so that's better for you.
When?
On Friday afternoon. I'll email you the details. It's quite complicated.
Well, in what way?
Well, I couldn't get a direct flight in the end. Well, at least I could, but this will get me to Birmingham sooner, and we won't have to waste time driving from Heathrow.
Ah, well, that sounds good.
It's all booked now.
Good, but well, and what's your route?
Via Seattle and Amsterdam.
Good grief. Well, that's going to be tiring.
Oh, I don't care.
No.
I need to be with Chris as soon as I can. And this way's the quickest. Oh, I can't bear it, Dad. I need to be moving.
Of course, I understand.
Keep bringing me, won't you?
You know I will.
I haven't been to church for ages, but I've been praying, Dad. I keep asking God, please keep him safe.
No news?
No, nothing yet.
Oh, Susan.
Oh. Quick, give me that chair. Sit down there. That's it. Are you all right? What should I do?
Well, just give her a moment.
I'll get her some water, shall I?
No.
Oh, love, you look very pale.
Oh, I'll be all right.
Are you sure?
Oh, sorry.
Oh, don't apologise, Susan.
Look, I still think you should get some fresh air.
You haven't eaten either.
He will be all right, won't he?
Like, the doctors know what they're doing, love.
Did you get through to Brian, Jennifer?
Yes, and Alice is on her way.
Oh, that's good. She must be frantic.
Yes, poor Alice.
She's on the first flight she could get. First thing tomorrow, Vancouver time.
Oh, poor thing. How long has Christopher been in theatre, Neil?
Oh,
is it him? Oh, Neil! Neil, he looks dreadful.
Yeah, you'll be all right, love. You'll see. I know you will.
How's Christopher? Have you heard anything?
Yes, I spoke to Jennifer first thing this morning. He's still critical.
Oh, no.
She told me he had an operation yesterday evening to repair a ruptured intestine.
Poor him. But the operation went well.
As well as could be hoped, but as I say, it's still very precarious.
Mm.
Alice is on her way home today, finally.
She must be going through hell.
Oh, I feel so sorry for her. Having to face a journey like that on her own.
Yeah, God, it's awful.
So, I'm sorry not to be the bearer of better news. I know it must be very hard for Freddy.
Yeah. I just want to be able to tell him Chris will be fine, but I can't.
No. Oh, it's terribly had to see it. How is he?
That's the thing, Sheila. He won't talk about it.
Oh, dear.
Every time I broach the subject, he just clams up.
Now, why don't you come over later and we can have a proper talk about it?
I've got my meeting with the trustees this afternoon.
Oh.
I could come over before supper.
Oh, 5? 5:30? I should be back from Reggie's by then.
That would be great, thanks. It'd be lovely to see you. And I can let you know how I get on with the trustees too.
Yeah, bye, love. Take care.
Neil, are you doing letting me doze off?
I would have woken you if there'd been any news. You were shattered.
Who was that?
That was Alice. She's in a taxi on her way to the airport.
Oh, good. Poor thing.
Yeah, let's hope there's no delays.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
I'll put the kettle on.
Oh, no. Look, I'd best go and get rid of...
No, you won't.
Oh, Neil.
Not yet. Emma and Ed are at the hospital. I want you to have something to eat first.
Well, as long as it's something quick.
Yes, of course. I'm not having you going faint on me again.
No, all right. How is Alice?
Oh, she was trying to sound calm, but I could tell how distressed she is.
Oh.
She's just desperate to get back here.
Yeah.
I got Christopher's password off her for his laptop anyway.
Have you heard from Ronnie yet?
No. Nothing.
Oh, dear.
I don't know where he is. But at least now I can nip up to Christopher's this afternoon and get into his laptop. I've got to ring round more of his customers.
But aren't you coming with me?
No, not straight away.
Oh, Neil.
I need to get on top of things for Christopher's sake. I need to keep trying to get hold of Ronnie.
Oh, it's so much better when you're there.
Well, you've got Emma and Jennifer said she'll be there.
Yeah.
Look, you do understand, don't you? I have to do this so that Christopher will have a business to get back to once he's well again.
This will develop Lower Loxley both as a conference and as a wedding venue. I intend to grow the green weddings business, if you'll pardon the pun, and expand into the Asian wedding market to increase revenue further.
I think that's very interesting. A creative option. Don't you agree, Nancy?
Have you any projections, Elizabeth?
Oh, of course. Thank you, Stephen.
Here you are.
Thank you.
The business needs the old dairy buildings to provide guest accommodation. Largely speaking, it'll be conference guests during the week and wedding guests at the weekend, so the rooms will be exploited to the full once converted.
Yes.
Hmm.
The figures look very sound.
Yes, they are.
But won't you need to be working flat out to achieve this kind of turnover? My fear is that you may be overreaching yourself.
With respect, Stephen, I disagree. I believe I have the energy and commitment necessary to continue building the business.
Hmm.
And I have an extremely able and committed manager.
But you may be overreaching yourself financially, Elizabeth. Isn't the wedding market already saturated?
Not according to our market research, not in this area.
But you have Grey Gables, only a few miles from here.
Our clientele is slightly different, but even where we cross over, it's just a matter of healthy competition, really. I don't see Grey Gables as a threat to this.
I think, Nancy, that much is proven.
Yes, we're a much grander venue, with far more extensive grounds, and we're very flexible.
Yes.
We'll be providing accommodation for guests at our weddings, which is already a thriving part of the business. Bookings for them can only increase once we can offer that accommodation.
Hmm. Look, I'd like a few moments for a closer look before we continue, if you don't mind.
Of course. I'll get us some more coffee.
I think we all agree we need to be sure that your son's inheritance won't be whittled away financing unviable schemes.
Hello, Shula. I'm just about to set off now.
And what's the latest news?
There's no change from this morning.
I see.
It's just a case of waiting and hoping.
Of course.
Alan's coming in again this afternoon.
Yes, he said.
Oh, everyone's been so kind.
Well, listen, I've just spoken to Mum and everything's fine in the shop.
Oh, thank you. That's good.
She and Linda have everything under control.
Oh, will you tell them thanks from me?
Oh, yes, of course. And she also told me about the chap they've sent to cover for you in the post office.
Oh?
She said he knows what he's doing, he's very efficient and very nice too.
Oh, that's a relief.
So you've no need to worry on that score either.
Oh, thanks, Shula.
Well, I don't want to hold you up.
No, I'd better be going.
We're all thinking about Chris and you and Neil and all the family.
Oh.
And we all send you love and our prayers.
And you've looked at other means of financing the conversion?
I have, Nancy. I've explored every possible avenue. Selling off these small plots is the only answer.
Mm.
I'm not doing it lightly.
No. You see my point, Elizabeth. You'll actually be handing on less to Freddy than his father intended if you sell land, wherever it is.
But at the same time, I need to make sure the business will sustain his inheritance.
Of course.
The redevelopment itself will add value to the property.
Yes, I see that.
And the plots are small parcels of land right on the edge of the estate.
So, they're not part of the park?
No, of course not. I'm sure their sale won't damage Lower Loxley. I'd never do that. I'd like your support.
Oh, cheers, Ronnie. That's a relief. Oh, I'd better go. I've got another call coming through. Susan?
Neil! Oh, thank goodness! You've got to come to the hospital straight away!
What's happened?
They're saying Christopher's breathing, his lung function, it's deteriorated.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, Neil, it's not working. It's getting worse.
Oh, look at those little knobbly knees. Sweet!
Oh, his first day at primary school. He looks very solemn.
According to Bunty, Mark was a very solemn child.
I take it Bunty only related the edited highlights.
Oh, yes. She had a very selective memory as far as her only son was concerned. She was very careful to forget the choir incident, for example.
What was the choir incident?
I can't believe I never told you. He was thrown out of the choir for smoking.
No.
He was only 11 years old. Look, there he is, third from the right, back row, looking like butter wouldn't melt.
Oh, yes. Oh, you can see Daniel in him.
Oh, well, look at this one. It's graduation.
Oh, gosh.
I know. It's amazing, isn't it?
Wow.
You know, it was really hard going through Mark's things this afternoon. I wasn't expecting to be so...
moved?
Yes. Isn't that silly?
Of course not.
How can a few old photos and LPs have that effect?
Yeah, we invest a lot of feelings in things, don't we?
Must be incredibly hard for you, then. You're permanently surrounded by Nigel's things.
Sometimes it's nice. You know, when something prompts you to remember a particularly happy day or a funny incident.
There were plenty of those.
Mm. But sometimes...
What?
Well, sometimes they just make me remember how lonely I feel.
Yes.
Oh, I hope.
Alice?
Yeah. I hope she doesn't have to face it. She's so young.
I know.
Is she on her way home yet?
Oh, let's see. She should just have landed in Seattle.
Seattle?
Mm. She's having to come a very long way round. Apparently they were the first flight she could get. She wanted to be home by tomorrow afternoon in time for visiting.
Poor thing.
Mm. It's horrendous, Brian said. She'll have 8 hours to wait in Amsterdam.
Good gracious.
And you can imagine how that'll feel. Oh, well, I'll pack all these away and we'll go and get a coffee.
Have you ever told Daniel about the choir incident?
No. I wonder if I should.
It's a tricky one.
He'd probably think it was very funny.
It's no bad thing for a son to realise his father wasn't perfect.
Yes, there is that danger, isn't there?
Oh, it's something Iftikhar said. You know, in general, about children with absent parents.
Yeah, what?
It's too easy to idolise them. You make out they can do no wrong.
I'd hate Daniel to think he'd never be able to live up to Mark.
Has he done anything more about his plan to work in America?
He's applied to work at stateside summer camps. He's just waiting to hear.
Well, I'm sure Mark would have been very proud of him.
Yes, so am I. Oh, dear. All I've been doing is talking about my family. You came over here to talk about you.
Well, the meeting went well.
The trustees agreed?
Yes, thank goodness.
Good. And Freddie?
Mm. Yeah, Freddie.
You said you were worried about him.
I am.
Well, I haven't seen him this afternoon. Joanne was taking him for his lesson. Is he waiting for you? Well,
he told me you'd cancelled it.
Oh.
Oh, dear.
Oh, don't worry. The accident only happened a couple of days ago. I'm sure he'll come round.
Sheila, sometimes I just can't reach him. This is how he is. I mean, with Lily, it's easier. Well, you know what she's like.
She wears her heart on her sleeve.
With Freddie, he really buries his feelings deep.
Now, who does he remind me of?
Yes, I know.
Mum's had her worries about you for exactly the same reason.
I know.
And all she can do with you is be patient. And it's the same with Freddie. Give him time.
What did they say?
I know.
What is this machine?
Someone's going to come in a minute and explain it to us properly.
But what does it mean, Susan?
He's not getting enough oxygen.
But he'll be all right. I mean, he will be.
But if he doesn't get the oxygen, they say there's a danger of organ failure.
No, no.
And if that happens... Oh, Neil!
You haven't said what else you did.
It's Friday night, Mum. I just want to forget about school for a bit.
Yeah, of course you do. I'm just interested in what you're up to.
Yeah. And it's Mother's Day on Sunday too, isn't it? Guess what Josh and Ben are doing?
I've no idea.
Instead of buying a present, they're making Sunday lunch for Auntie Ruth.
Are they?
Because Josh is saving up and Ben never has any money.
Oh, good idea.
They've talked Pip into being head chef.
Have they?
What do you want for Mother's Day?
I haven't thought about it.
I expect Lily has some ideas.
Freddie...
Well, will the Shires people be here with the tray?
In about half an hour.
OK. See you later.
Alice! Over here!
Dad? Oh, Dad!
How are you, darling? Oh. Right, give me your bag.
Yeah, let's go.
I'm parked very close.
How is he?
Oh, he's very poorly, Alice. He's still on the ventilator.
Yeah, I know. Neil said. A different one. He said it's to get more oxygen in.
Yeah.
Dad?
Do you want to go home for a shower first, get something to eat?
No. Straight to the hospital.
Right, all right.
I have to see him.
Well, you should prepare yourself, darling. I'm afraid he's in a very bad way.
Unbelievable. She's been out of the office all today.
Again?
So I've had to spend half the afternoon chasing up the CP12s from last week's tests. I promised Matt he'd have that report on his desk by close of business today, and I haven't even started it.
Oh, sounds rotten.
So I'm going to be late home again.
On a Friday night, too.
The CP12s are Lillian's job. I'm sick and tired of it, Tom.
Look, you just get on with it and get home as soon as you can. And I'll make a start on supper.
That'll be good.
No problem.
She's a fine-looking horse.
Isn't she? She's almost 17 hands.
Yes. Now, if I was being cruel, I'd make you work it out in centimetres again.
You've got your work cut out, Freddie.
I can see she's big. That's good enough for me.
Well, I know anyway. It's about 1 metre 70.
Ah, well done.
I thought you'd want to help the driver hitch her up, Freddie.
It's okay.
Mr. Hancock said it'd be fine if you wanted to help out.
I'll stay with Ifty.
Okay. Well, I've got a few phone calls I need to make. I hope you two don't mind.
I'm sure we'll manage.
Do pop your head around the door before you go over to come.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Cranford Crystal has a lovely temperament.
I'm sure.
But all horses need you to show them that you're the boss.
Well, they're very powerful creatures.
Yes. Horses can be unpredictable, too.
You know that better than most.
Yes, I do.
What happened to Chris Carter must have been horrible.
Yes, it was.
And horrible for you to have to see it.
It was.
You were just passing by, is that right?
I was getting some water for Topper. I'd just finished grooming him.
Uh-huh.
Chris had got hold of Windy's hoof. You know, between his knees, like farriers do. So they had their hands free.
Oh, okay.
He was scraping the mud off it, and Auntie Shula was holding her head.
And then did the horse kick Chris?
No, that's not how it happened. I filled the bucket, and I was carrying it back across the yard. And I tripped. I dropped the bucket, and I yelled. I couldn't help it. And that's what set her off. That's when she reared, and then she lifted her back legs and kicked him.
Oh. Are you sure?
Yes, of course. Why?
But if Chris had her hoof between his knees, he must have had his back to her.
Well, yes.
So how come when you dropped the bucket and yelled, she kicked him in the chest?
Oh. No. I yelled out, Windy shifted, and Chris let her hoof go. So he was angry, and he stood up and shouted at me. Not really shouted at me, just, you know, yelled my name.
And that's when the horse kicked him.
Yes, that's right. I remember now. It was an awful sound. A thump. I felt sick.
I bet you did.
He kind of flew through the air. He looked like this doll Lily had, made of cloth. And then he landed.
Go on.
I thought, at first...
You thought he might be dead?
Hmm.
What a terrible thing to see.
He still might die.
And he might not. He's getting the best care possible, isn't he?
I suppose so.
Freddy?
It was all my fault. If I hadn't have tripped and dropped the bucket...
No, that's not right. It was an accident. A terrible, dreadful accident. Not your fault. Not Chris's fault. Accidents happen.
Yes.
Then you can't get hung up on asking what if, or you'd have to go right back in time.
To infinity.
And beyond. Your mum's been worrying about you. You should talk to her.
No. Oh, no.
Why not?
Imagine, if I did tell her, I saw Chris, but she saw Dad, after he fell.
Oh, I see.
It'd remind her of that, wouldn't it? She'd get those pictures in her head. And she'd get upset all over again.
Oh, Freddy, that is so kind. You're such a thoughtful lad. But look, listen. I think she'd prefer to be a bit upset about that than be upset and worried about you.
Really?
I'm certain. It's because of that terrible thing that happened to your dad that she knows how important it is to talk about it.
Okay.
Good lad.
So, it wasn't my fault then?
No. Accidents happen. And your Aunt Shula told me you were fantastic. Helped her get the ambulance there fast, didn't you?
Yes.
So it was a good thing that you were there.
Alice?
Chris.
Here, darling. Can I get you a glass of water?
No, thanks.
Coffee?
Dad, can you leave me alone with him?
Will you be all right?
Please.
Okay. There's a waiting room for family members outside. I'll wait for you in there.
Never thought.
Oh, it's instinct, I guess. He thinks he should look after you.
Oh, he's growing up.
Does Freddy always go to the stables after school on Tuesdays?
Not always. Apart from his lesson, he goes over sometimes to groom Topper. But it's not always the same evening. It depends on his homework. Why?
Oh, I'm organising a maths trail in Felpersham Science Museum in a couple of weeks' time for some of my Key Stage 3 groups. It would be a real help if he came to test it out for me. Lily, too. I think they'd both benefit and find it fun.
Well, I'll ask them.
And, of course, you're welcome to come too.
I'll have to check my diary. But, yes, I'd like that.
This is what you call making a start on supper. Pizza.
What?
Frozen pizza.
Yeah.
So you've not bothered ordering decent ones from Hollerton?
Well, I didn't know what time you'd be back.
You could have rung me, or texted me, and found out.
They're okay, these. We've had them before.
And you couldn't even be bothered to make a salad or something to go with them.
I would have, if we had any.
There's a shop, Tom, just over the road.
I just looked in the fridge and the veg box. I didn't think.
No, you never do.
This is exactly what I was trying to get across to Mum the other day, about the veg boxes. But she wouldn't listen.
Okay, just stop.
What?
Stop right there. Just listen to yourself, Tom. Could you please just step out of your self-absorbed little world? Just for once, can't you put yourself in someone else's shoes?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about you. You've got your work cut out with your mum and dad, you know that? You've got a repair job to do.
Brenda, it's not that bad.
I think it is. They have slogged on that farm for 30 years, made a fantastic business, a fantastic organic business. And you steam in, rubbishing it all.
No, I don't.
Never mind that your dad is supposed to be avoiding stress.
Brenda.
Tom, they were floored by what you said about going non-organic with your wretched ready meals. You just went in like a bull at a gate. Not a thought they might have a valid opinion.
They've got it wrong. I'm future-proofing.
Future-proofing? As far as you're concerned, the future is you and your plans. Never mind Helen, never mind Tony and Pat. Tom Archer is right and they better realise it.
You're exaggerating.
I don't think you listen to them at all.
I obviously haven't explained myself properly.
You need them on your side, Tom. You need their support. You'll get nowhere without it.
I know that.
So you should go round and apologise to them.
Apologise?
Yes. Instead of batting around half-baked ideas one after the other. For God's sake, if you want to tear up everything they stand for, do it with some vestige of sensitivity.
Is that what you think of me?
Yeah. I'm sorry, but it is.
Chris, it's me. I'm here now. I've come back. Chris. Oh, I hated how we left it last Sunday. It was awful. It was horrible. I'm so sorry. I'm so, so sorry I left you. But I'm back now. I'm here. And all you have to do is get better. Please get better, Chris. Please. You have to. You just have to.